as we find ourselves coming off of the Chagim, where we spent a lot of time, many days, leaving out Tachanun. So we know, let's start with the facts. The fact is that we do not say Tachanun for the rest of the month of Tishrei. After Sukkot, until Bet Cheshvan, we do not say Tachanun. That's a fact. That's true, definitely, for all Sfaradim. I'm pretty sure for Ashkenazim also. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got the okay. It's also true for Ashkenazim that all of Am Yisrael does not say Tachanun from after Sukkot until Bet Cheshvan, until the end of the month. Now, that's a fact. Let's say another fact. The fact is that in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Siv Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch counts all the days throughout the year, in the calendar year, that Tachanun is not said. And what does he say when it comes to this time of the year? Velo ben Yom Kippur leSukkot. And Tachanun is also not said between, on those 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. The implication is what? That after Sukkot, you would say Tachanun. And that is actually the diuk that the Chida makes. Chida makes this diuk in the Shulchan Aruch, that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you would say Tachanun afterwards. But what's going on over here? The Chida says, nevertheless, the Minhag Yisrael, especially in Eretz Yisrael, which is the place where Maran, where the Shulchan Aruch was the posek of Eretz Yisrael, even there, the Minhag is not to say Tachanun. So therefore, that is our Minhag. We don't say Tachanun for the rest of the month of Tishrei. Now why? Why? Like, what's so special? What are in those days that are so special, that are so happy, that we do not say Tachanun? So, if you look in the Kaf HaChaim gives a very nice reason, and he says, similar to the month of Nisan. The month of Nisan, we don't say Tachanun throughout the entire month, even though the entire month is not filled with Yomim Tovim. Why? Because since most of the month is filled with days where we would not say Tachanun, therefore, we do not say Tachanun the entire month. That's what the halacha is by Chodesh Nisan. So the Kaf HaChaim says so too over here by Chodesh Tishrei. So let's go through it. We have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. That's two. Who's counting? Two. Okay? Then we have in Aser Tmitra, we say Tachanun. But in Yom Kippur, do we say Tachanun or not? We don't say Tachanun. So that's 2 plus 1 is 3. Right? Then we have 4 days in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot where we do not say Tachanun. 7. And then we have 8 days in Eretz Yisrael. Let's start with this. Chutz La'aretz. We have 9 days of Sukkot and Shmini Atzeret, the whole deal. 16. 16 is most of the month. So the question is, what about in Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, they don't have that extra Yom Tov Sheni of Galiot. So they have 8 days where they don't say Tachanun. That equals 15, not 16. So the Kaf HaChaim says, over here we would apply this klal. You know, just like you round off, when it's 5, it's really rounded off to 10. So too over here. If it's half, it's considered rov in regards to this halacha. That's what the Kaf HaChaim says. So whether in Eretz Yisrael, whether in Chutz La'aretz, that's the halacha. He quotes a Seder Olam. He quotes a sefer called Seder Olam. That gives another reason, very nice reason. Since we entered the month in a state of anxiety, in a state of worry, Aserti Mei Tshuva, Yom Adin, we are so worried, we enter the month in that way, so it's only befitting that we exit the month in a happy way. And therefore, those days where we exit, where we come off of Sukkot, they are days of happiness, and therefore we do not say Tachanun during those days, in the rest of the month. Hazaka Baruch to everyone.
Alright, I've been asked to make guys, just for attention for a moment. In 2 weeks from now, I'm going to be doing a Shabbaton with Rabbi Mansour. Pasta Shabbaton is free. Just have to RSVP.